Welcome to today's podcast. We're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.
In case you missed it, we talked about really cheap places on the beach, most of them, that you could go and retire. If you're thinking about retiring, would retiring overseas save you some money? The answer is yes.
Overseas? I thought it was more expensive.
There's a magazine, International Living, looked at a bunch of tourist destinations where you can live comfortably on less than $30,000 a year.
Wow.
There is Akumal, Mexico. It's about 60 miles down the coast from Cancun, so it's a beach area. $27,000 a year is what it takes to live okay there.
Dang, near a beach, too.
Lagos, Portugal, $25,000 a year. It's on the beach. It's also part of Europe, so it's easier to travel other places.
Sounds nice.
Puerto Viejo, Costa Rica, just over $24,000 a year. It's right on the beach and has a bunch of great restaurants.
Well.
Medellin, Colombia, $24,000 a year. It's the second biggest city in Colombia. There's 30 universities there, if that's important.
This is a lot cheaper than I thought.
And Vulcan, Panama. For $18,000 a year, you can live there comfortably. Like, you're sitting good at $18,000 a year. Huh? The downside is it's a mountain town, middle of nowhere. You have to know Spanish, and it's next to an active volcano. But other than that, it's beautiful.
Wow. I have a list of some of the cheap ones here at stateside.
Okay.
These are more affordable cities. Tumbleweed, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Rotten Potato, Idaho. what's that smell? Florida is cheap.
What is that?
Nice place. Yeah. And the last one is Satan's Crotch, Arizona.
Ask Reddit had some crazy reasons people got divorced.
Y'all ain't gonna believe these.
When boredom sets in, Ask Reddit is a great place to go and just see the crazy questions and answers. Yesterday there was one, and it was for divorce lawyers. So they asked divorce lawyers, what's the most outrageous reason someone filed for divorce? And these are great. One said, was a loud chewer at the dinner table. He couldn't bear to eat with her. Did you never eat with her before you got married, dude?
True.
Or did she hide that from you?
Yeah, you'd have learned that a couple of dates into
it. You'd think so. This one guy taught a bird certain cuss words for his wife. Bird lives with the man now.
You wouldn't believe what the bird called my mother when she came over here. Did you teach the bird that?
This guy divorced his wife for her bingo addiction. 10 to 12 times per week she went to bingo. She was 82. He was 86. got a divorce because she legit hated Dale Earnhardt and he legit hated Jeff Gordon. Well, yeah. I mean, come on.
Right. Now, when you start talking NASCAR and pro wrestling, I mean, those are reasons.
Those are irreconcilable differences.
You got to line up your drivers and your wrestlers while you're dating.
This one, this woman wanted a divorce from her husband. She had two reasons.
Okay, what?
He didn't have enough hair on his chest, and he didn't drive fast enough. Basically, he's not the bandit.
Yeah, true.
Your dreams have come true. You can sleep in the Wienermobile. On Facebook, we've got Facebook court going on. Our friend Greg was talking about how if you're an adult, you shouldn't put ketchup on your hot dog if you're an adult.
It's your opinion, Greg.
But so that's why we made Facebook court. It's okay to put ketchup on there. I put ketchup and mustard on mine, and I love it. And I don't care what Greg or anybody else says.
And look, it's the first Facebook court that the prosecution and the defense agreed, and we've settled.
Well, with that going on, this has come to our attention. It sounds pretty cool. This summer, Oscar Mayer is, for the first time, letting people book a one-night stay in the Oscar Wienermobile. You can do it on Airbnb.
Wow.
One bed, one bathroom, traveling giant hot dog. Fit two people in there at a time. And it'll be available in Chicago on the nights of August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So you better book it now if you want to be one of the lucky ones.
Well, that's where it's going.
I mean, if you relish the idea of staying in the Wienermobile, you're a real weenie, really, just to be frank.
That was good.
Hey, but it's seriously though, if you do want this and you do get in on it, August 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, that gives you guys a couple of weeks to think of some really cool pickup lines. If you know what I mean.
Get your buns.
Found some bad jokes and had some picking and grinning for you.
Hope you enjoy them.
I'm picking.
And I am a grinning.
Hey.
Yeah?
To the person who stole my glasses, I will find you. I have contacts.
Jason, don't you hate it when a teacher lies and says that homework will be a piece of cake?
Yeah.
It always tastes like paper.
A cop just knocked on my door and told me my dogs were chasing people on bikes.
Would you tell him?
I said, that's impossible. My dogs don't even own bikes.
All right, what do you call a cheap circumcision?
Oh, I don't know.
A ripoff.
Oh. Here's today's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Acute optical plastic wormahooka retinal impalement disorder. An acute optical plastic wormahooka retinal impalement disorder is the proper medical term for someone with a fishing lure sticking out of their eyeball. An acute optical plastic wormahooka retinal impalement disorder.
That's Tony's word of the day.
Tony's going a little bro country today.
Move over, Luke Bryan.
Here's the best country lyric ever written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Here's a little dance you should give a chance. The name of it's called There's Spiders in My Pants.
Spiders in My Pants.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
Three teenage boys are driving home from a convenience store to get some snacks around 1 o'clock in the morning. Which, you know, nothing good happens after midnight, so I don't know what they were doing out. But something good did happen. They saw a woman's car broken down in the middle of the intersection, so they went over to help her. Their names are Bailey, Aaron, and Billy. They're all between 15 and 18 years old. Her car was smoking.
Oh, no.
So it wasn't drivable, and she didn't have money for a tow truck, but they wanted to help her out. They needed to do something. They felt like it anyway. So they talked through it and offered to push her car all the way home. Wow. Which was 4 miles.
4 miles.
Another random guy stopped to help, then followed behind with his high beams on to make sure nobody crashed into him.
See, there's got the good coming right along.
It took him almost 2 hours to push her car home.
4 miles of pushing.
Isn't that crazy?
Aaron, Billy, and Bailey.
Aaron, Billy, and Bailey. They went to bed around 4 o'clock in the morning, and then when they woke up, there was all this hullabaloo because the guy who was following them with his high beams on had been taking pictures and doing videos and been putting it up on Facebook. And then it's everywhere now. So yay, they went viral for doing that. But that's pretty cool. Billy, Aaron, and Bailey, man, that's really awesome. Y'all are
real good.
That wraps up today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.